The Democratic National Convention wraps up in Charlotte, North Carolina today. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson has been covering the event all week. He joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So it was a big night last night, a speech from former President Bill Clinton. You know, it seems his popularity is still very strong.
Yeah, it's very strong among Democrats, obviously, and he did very well in his elections with independent and swing voters, and I think that was part of the reason. And President Obama made a surprise appearance on stage with Clinton after his speech. They hugged, and that was sort of a symbolic gesture because, you know, they had not always been the best of friends. Hillary Clinton ran against Barack Obama in 2008 for the nomination, and there were a lot of things said, but clearly they've buried the hatchet, and President Clinton was sort of the defender-in-chief of the Obama administration.
Now, with President Clinton, as many have said, really sort of hitting a home run with his speech, what does that mean for President Obama and what he'll be doing tonight? Both the major speeches so far, his wife and former President Clinton, seem to have gotten good reports on their speeches.
Well, I think, you know, you go around Charlotte and you see all the Democrats and they're carrying signs and wearing buttons that say forward. And I think the question for the American people who are trying to make up their minds when they see that is forward to what? What are we going to do? What are you, President Obama, going to do if we give you a second term to turn this economy around? And probably we're going to hear him talk in some fairly specific terms about what it is he plans to do if the American people give him another 4 years.
Now, the Ohio delegation seemed very proud last night to put the president over the top in the voting. And they also seem to be pretty proud about how strong the grassroots effort here in Ohio is. Can you talk a little bit about that and how it compares with the Romney campaign?
Well, they are pretty proud of it. I mean, they sort of had a test run of it last year in the Issue 2 campaign to repeal Senate Bill 5. That was sort of a test run to see just how good of an organization they have on the ground. And they ended up getting 63% of the vote. They've got, the Obama campaign has over 100 offices spread out all over the state in big cities, small towns, rural counties. And the Romney campaign does not have quite that extensive a grassroots operation. They've got maybe 24 offices scattered around the state. So they believe that the Democrats believe that they have the advantage when it comes to one-on-one contact with voters.
Is that because people stop into the campaign office or because they have people going out in the field?
Oh, it's because they have people going out in the field, because they have people signing up online to volunteer. They have people working phone banks. You can make phone calls for the Obama campaign and for the Romney campaign, too, from your home. They'll give you lists. And, you know, they just have a massive operation going on the ground in Ohio.
Now, the latest polls show that President Obama and Mitt Romney are neck and neck in Ohio right now, very close, too close to call. How does the Ohio delegation feel about the president's chances here?
Well, I'll tell you what they're banking on. What they're banking on is Northern Ohio and the auto industry bailout, which either saved or brought back or created a whole bunch of jobs, particularly in Northern Ohio. And they think that that one issue, which you've heard a whole lot about this week at the convention, can carry Barack Obama in Ohio. It's going to be close, but they believe that that is the key issue.
Are they giving up on the southern part of the state?
They're not giving up on the southern part of the state. Like I say, they've got 104 field offices, even in places like Coleraine Township, which they opened up yesterday, and in small towns in southeast Ohio. But the Democrats and the Democrat-leaning independent voters are concentrated in northeast Ohio, or concentrated in, say, the Toledo area, So they're spending, you know, more of their resources, more of their time there.
Well, Howard, one more night, and we'll hear more from you online. We hope that you have a good day and can find the Ohio delegation breakfast still unknown this morning, right? Don't know who's talking.
That's right. We'll know soon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He'll hold an online chat this afternoon at noon from the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. You can sign up to join the chat and read all the stories Howard's been writing from the convention at WVXU.org.